world, welcome to the best BYP podcast on the planet, KISBKK. That stands for knowledge,
inspiration, and
spirit.
And that is actually what we discuss. We try to learn new things, discuss our inspirations, and talk about things that excite us or others.
We are broadcasting from our homes all around Bangkok, Thailand, and our goal is to communicate with students, parents, and really anyone who is interested in the PYP experience.
Before we get started, here's a few important dates coming up.
Tomorrow, June 11, 2021, is the last day of school.
To start the podcast, let's share some things that we hope to do this summer.
Thanks, Ellie. So, hey, I'm Mr. Zach, and this summer, I plan on starting my studies in STEM education. I'm beginning my master's degree in STEM education. I'm very excited about it. STEM stands for science, technology, education, and mathematics. And my students, you know, I'm pretty pumped up about those topics. Kira, what are you doing this summer?
Okay. Hi, my name's Kira, and this summer, I'm going to be creative and try to make a movie for my family and watch it so I can revise it and make more movies. And I also will work on my passion to make it better. So, let's go. What do you have?
This summer, I'm staying home, but I am going to celebrate my birthday with my family and play games with my sister. What are you doing, Pauline?
Hi, I'm Pauline, and this summer I really hope to go in like a province in Thailand because there's like very cool places, and it's also going to be my sister's birthday like a few days before school opens. And then I also enjoy grade four, but I'm really excited for a new adventure in grade five.
Can I just say, so that all of our listeners know, we're all doing this from home, like Pauline said earlier, because we are doing remote learning because of the COVID situation. But I got to ask everyone, can you, if you're not talking, can you put yourself on mute because there ends up being a little bit of an echo?
Okay,
go ahead, Anya. What are you doing this summer?
Hi, my name is Anya. This summer, I hope to have a great summer at my ranch riding horses, and also I want to spend more time with my friends playing video games.
So, my name is Annie, and this summer I hope to have a brilliant holiday as well as learning and studying for next year. If it's any skill, I'll keep it ready for the next academic year.
What about you, Ruru?
This summer I am planning to go to my other house for at least 2 weeks. In G4A, I also learned how to be a better leader and achieve all my goals from the start of the year. And on this break, I am going to play games with my friend, too.
What games are you going to play?
Roblox and Valorant.
Valorant. Hi, Biu Biu. All right, Ishika, your turn.
Ishika?
All right, Ellie, go ahead.
This summer, I plan to go to Israel. Me and my family are also going to get vaccinations there.
Nice. And then, Ellie, what is our next topic?
So, every week, we have a theme for the episode, and the theme for this week's episode is our fourth grade experience.
Yay! Okay, so I asked everyone to say their number one highlight or thing that they learned about themselves from grade four. And you heard Ruru say a little bit about himself too. For me, as a teacher, I learned how to work better as a team. So G4, since day one, we always talked about being a team, being leaders, and they really taught me how a good team responds to adversity. Adversity is just things that are difficult that happen to you that you don't want to happen to you, but you have no choice. And our team really responded well to that and came together instead of fell apart. So that was something I learned. Annie, what did you learn this year?
So my name is Annie, and this year I learned about how to be a good team and teamwork and getting better at a certain skill that I struggle with. So during this time of year, I became class captain of G4A with two other people, which is Bird and Pauline. And while I was being class captain, I learned some things being a class captain. So class captain is being kind and caring for others, and most importantly, being a leader, whether it's empathetic or original or any type of leader. And being a leader everywhere you go and responding to better situations as well. Niska, what did you learn this year?
This year, I learned math. Math is not that bad, and that I know now a new skill.
What's the new skill that you know?
Multiplying fractions and dividing them as well.
Ooh, and I had Niska in a few classes, and I could tell that Niska definitely started the year a little bit, Niska, tell me if I'm wrong, a little bit afraid of math.
Yes, I was scared of math.
And now I don't think you are at all. I think you approach it with just a growth mindset, and I think you're okay with failing, but even more excited to get better. And that's the key part of your brain switching in math there. So you did a great job with that. Kira, what about you? What did you learn this summer? Or I'm sorry, what did you learn this year?
I learned how I'm going to express myself and how to share things to others, because before when I came to grade 4, I was actually kind of shy. And now after going through grade 4, I feel like I'm more confident and in myself, and talking to other people is really fun. Another thing is when I joined student council with my other friends, Niska, Ishika, a lot of people.
Yeah.
And it helped me get better at leadership and, like I said again, expressing myself. That's one of the things that I learned. What about you, Anya?
This year I had fun doing my passion and getting to perform it on stage for the Christmas concert. My friends really boosted it.
Yeah, and what was your passion? What did you share with basically the whole school you shared it with?
Basically, my passion is dancing.
Yeah, and you guys did Jingle All the Way, or what was the song?
You gotta ask my very best friend and good friend, Pauline.
Pauline, what was the song you guys danced to?
I don't even know.
It was Walking in a Winter Wonderland. Winter Wonderland, all right. But the TikTok version. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Ruru, what was something that stood out to you this year?
So this year I learned how to be a better person and understand other people's ideas. I also learned new fraction.
Yep, and Ruru.
I'm trying to learn new math skills.
And Ruru, you probably saw, I know you guys, I don't know if you've seen your report card yet, Ruru, but I talked about your time with fractions, and that's something that stood out to me too about you. You were a great example to other people.
I'm not that good.
But you got so much stronger. You ended up being one of the most confident people when it came to fractions. So I'm proud of you, buddy. Pauline, what about you? What'd you learn this year?
This year? I have been like a class captain, like Annie said, which made me learn how to be like a better leader naturally and be a better communicator and like talk with other people and be more like a better leader.
Yeah, Paul. So something that stood out to me for Pauline is we did something earlier today and we thought about what kind of leader we are, because everyone's a certain type of leader. And we all decided Pauline is she's obviously a captain type leader, someone who people listen to and look for guidance. And what was the other style?
Shoulder to lean on.
Shoulder to lean on. So someone that people trust with their thoughts and feelings and actually someone that people want to hear from. Pauline, what do you think I should do here? So I'm proud of you, Pauline. I can't wait to see what you do in fifth grade. Okay, Ellie, what do you got? What stood out to you this year?
This year, I learned how to become a leader. I also gained confidence. I always have fun because of everyone in my class. I also got better with finding area and perimeter of a complex shape. I also got new amazing friends that would support me with everything I do.
That's right. Ellie, it was so fun having you in my class. And I saw you kind of, you know, it's almost like a caterpillar to a cocoon to a butterfly. I saw that much growth in you this year. You really are a different girl than you were, the girl that came in to the door on the first day of school. And I can't wait, again, I can't wait to see how much you grow in fifth grade. So it's nice having my own. I'm glad that no one said the story of me ripping my pants from dancing. I know we're not going to go into it. Okay, here we go. So here's a good story. Here's a good story. This is a Hindi story that has a lot to do with our current situation. I want to hear your thoughts on it. Okay, so I'll start. Mary was a young girl. She had a major problem that she got annoyed with everything. She felt bad about everything and just carried a negative thinking around with her. She used to get angry as well as get frightened of everything. She developed all these negative aspects suddenly. One day, she felt she was so miserable and requested help from her dad. She told him that if she was able to manage and solve a problem, another one followed quickly and got repeated. Her father consoled her and took her to the kitchen. He asked Mary to take a potato, an egg, and He asked Mary to take a potato, an egg, and two spoonfuls of tea leaves. Mary was surprised and asked her father, "Do you want me to cook?" Each object was put under the same kind of circumstance, faced similar adversity, and reacted differently. The potato, when put in boiling water, became very weak and soft. The crumbled egg became very hard when we put it in the boiling water. Sorry, this is written. And the tea leaves are unique. It changed the water itself, giving it a unique flavor and aroma. It gave something new. Mary understood that we could create something new and unique even when we experience adversity. So, my question to all of you is, if you face adversity next year, what do you want to be? Do you want to be a potato, an egg, or a tea leaf? I'm glad I heard no potato, because we're thinking about a metaphor here, right? And the metaphor is the boiling water might be right now for us. The boiling water is that we have to learn from home, right? That's all of our circumstance. We're all put in the same boiling water, right?
Yeah.
If a potato was in this boiling water, the potato would start to get lazy with its work. It would sleep in every day, not take school seriously, not show up to every meet, not answer emails, blah, blah, blah. It would get soft. An egg might become someone who is very hyper-focused on school, right? And they become so into school that they kind of block everything around it. So that's getting hard. But a tea leaf changed the whole situation. So being a tea leaf in this circumstance might be, oh, I can use this to my advantage. Maybe I have a little bit of extra time. Now I can, so for instance, me, I told you I'm going to start my master's in STEM. I've already started it. I thought, well, I have a lot of extra time. Maybe if I'm being a tea leaf, I want to take this adversity and turn it into something that I like. So I want to use this time to my advantage instead of make it turn me into a sad person or something, right? So I want you to think about being an egg or a tea leaf in the face of adversity, okay? And really, tea leaf is the best when I think of it, because it's changing the circumstance into something that works for you, okay? Because I've told my class a lot, we cannot control what happens to us, but what, Annie?
We can change the way we react to it.
We can only control how we react. So To end this podcast, I just wanted to leave you with that. It's a good message, and I think it's
everyone around the world who's struggling with this situation here in Bangkok.
Yeah, and guess what, guys? Is COVID gonna last forever?
No.
No.
It will go away somehow.
It certainly won't last forever. Well, science will, you know, solve that problem. But when it's over, are all of our problems over?
No.
So we know now how we can react. So you'll always have issues and things that you need to overcome. And I just want you all to remember that there are certain ways to react, and you get the choice. Will you be a potato, an egg, or a tea leaf? All right. So this is Mr. Zach and our grade 4 2020-21 students 2 days before our summer break, and we're all signing off saying goodbye.